Just Landauer.
Yes.
Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Kedushin Daf Chav Gimel. Mirenu left off yesterday, just a couple of lines shy from the bottom of the Amud, but really in the middle of a discussion. So we're going to back up a little bit to the Tana Rabbanan, which is parallel to where it says in Lukutei Rashi, Mai Ka'amar. So let's call it 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12 lines up from the bottom is where we're going to start on Chaf Beis and Mabeis. Today's year is sponsored by Dr. David Landauer in honor of his wife and children and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Bas Simcha, Alea Shalom. We thank him very much for his continued sponsorship of this year. So today we are going to cover really two primary topics. First, we are going to finish the discussion that we started yesterday about how one is Kone in Eved Kenani. So we had said that you could be Kone and Eved Kenani with either Kesef, Shtar, or Chazaka. So we're going to conclude the discussion today about what it means to be Kone and Eved Kenani with Chazaka. And then we had said that the Eved Kenani is Kone himself either through Kesef or Shtar, meaning either he or somebody else on his behalf pays the master in order to redeem the Eved Kenani, or the master gives the Eved Kenani, or maybe somebody else, we'll see, a star shichur, which is an emancipation document. So it's sort of like a get. We're going to draw parallels to a get, between a get isha and a star shichur. The entire discussion on most of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph and all of Chav Gimel Amud Beis is going to talk about the mechanism for the Eved Kenani being Kone himself with money and with a star. So by money, the question is, who's giving the master the money? Is it the Eved who's giving the master the money? Is it somebody else who's giving the master the money? Is there such a thing as an Eved having money that the master doesn't have an entitlement to? In other words, can the Eved actually have any assets? So maybe the only way for the Eved to give the master money is if somebody else gives the master the money, because immediately when the Eved gets something, the master immediately acquires it. We're also going to talk about, in the context of that discussion, whether it's a chov or a zchus for an eved to be yotze l'cheiros. In other words, is it a good thing for the eved to be yotze l'cheiros, or is it a bad thing to be yotze l'cheiros? And that's really going to be the entirety of the discussion on today's daf. So again, we left off yesterday, the rabbi left off a little bit lower down, but we're going to back up to 12 lines up from the end of the Amud on Chav Beis and Mabeis, and we will start the discussion there. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Ketza b'chazaka. So how is it that a person is Kone and Eved Kenani b'chazaka? So says the Gemara, Hiter lo menalo, that the Eved Kenani has to untie the master's shoe, O hola chelav akrav lebeis amerchas, or he carries his clothing after him to the bathhouse. If shito, he undresses him, or chito, he bathes him, socho, he anoints him, Gardo, he scrapes his skin, he'll be sure he gets him dressed, and Elo, he puts on his shoes, Higbio, or if he picks him up, in other words, who picks who up? Some istama from the Gemara, it appears as if the Eved picks the master up in a way that signifies servitude. So, for example, the Meiri says, let's say there's a very high couch, or a high chair, or a high bed in the bathhouse. So the Eved lifts the master up and places him on the bed in a manner that signifies avdus. So Kano, the Eved is going to be the master is going to be Kone the Eved, because that's called a kinyan chazaka, that the Eved is acting b'derech avdus. And this has parallels actually to the type of chazaka with which or through which one can acquire property. So we know that the way you acquire karka is either b'kesef, b'shtar, or b'chazaka. So what does it mean to be acquiring property b'chazaka? So we know that it has to be nol, gadu, or parat. So you actually have to work the property. In other words, eating the peros of karka, just simply enjoying the produce that a field produces, is not considered to be a chazaka, because you need a chazaka that signifies bilus. So to over here, you need a type of chazaka that signifies, that symbolizes and that signifies avdus. It has to be the type of chazaka that shows that the Eved is performing a service on behalf of the master. So says the Gemara, the Amar of Shimon, in an apparent non sequitur, Lote chazaka gdola me'agbah, chazaka should not be greater than hagbah, she'agbah kone b'chol makam, because hagbah is kone in any place. What does it mean, hagbah is kone in any place? So what we know is that Hagbah is Kona even if you're in the Roshos of the Mocher. So in other words, even if the Mocher sells something to the Lokeach, a buyer sells something to the seller, if the seller lifts the object, then that act of lifting the object, that act of Hagbah, has the ability to be Kona the object. The seller could be Kona the object through that act of Hagbah, even in the Roshos of the Makneh. So Hagbah is a very, very powerful Kenyan. But says the Gemara, my Kamar, what in the world are we talking about with this comment of Rabbi Shimon? Because the comment of Rabbi Shimon appears to be talking about the strength of Hagbah in serving as a Kenyan, meaning if the Kone performs an act of Hagbah, he can acquire the object that he is lifting. However, in our Braisa, says Rashi, when we were describing the types of service that the Eved is performing for the master, through which the master is Kona the Eved, it was the Eved who was picking up the master, not the master who was picking up the Eved. So why are you telling me that obviously you could be Kona and Eved through Agbah, because Agbah is such a strong Kenyan? That only makes sense. That comment only makes sense if it's the master picking up the Eved, not if it's the Eved picking up the master. So says the Gemara, so Amar Avashi Hegbiu Hu L'Rabo, Kano, no, what the Gemara means to say is as follows. If the Eved picks up the master in a way that symbolizes or that signifies Avdus, then the master is going to be Kona the Eved. Higbiyo Rabalo, lo Kano. Ah, so the Tanakhama says that if the master picks up the Eved, the master is not Kona the Eved. And now comes Rabbi Shimon and argues on the Tanakhama and says, Lote Chazaka Gedola Me'agba, if you tell me that you're able to acquire an Eved through Chazaka, certainly you should be able to be acquiring an Eved through Hagbah. Why? Shagbah Kona B'chol Makam, because the power of Hagbah is so great, and therefore if you're going to say that the master can acquire the Eved through the Eved performing service for the master, that's the concept of Chazaka, certainly the master can acquire the Eved through the Kinyan of Hagbah as well. The sheet of the Tanakhama says that the master cannot acquire an Eved through Agbah. The Rashbam explains, because it's not normal to pick people up. In other words, objects, you pick them up, and therefore that's a normal way of acquiring an object. People don't usually pick other people up. It's not a normal way of symbolizing bilus over somebody. And the Meiri says, forgetting about the fact that ordinarily people don't pick other people up, it's sort of like socially off if you go around picking other people up. The Meiri says, certainly it's not the derech of a master to pick an Eved up, but it's the opposite, right? The service of the Eved is that the Eved is helping the master, he's lifting the master up. So the nafkamina, potential nafkamina between the Rashbam and the Meiri is what happens if we're talking about an Eved katan. That by a kid, let's say if we're talking about a kid, so by a child, it is the derech of an adult to pick up a child, but it's not necessarily the derech of a master to pick up an eved child. So maybe a nafkamina potentially between the Rashbam and the Meiri as to whether you could be kona and eved in that scenario. Okay, so essentially what we have here is we've seen that you could be kona and eved through Agbah, and we've seen a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon. You could be Kona and Eved through Chazaka. And we've seen a machlokas between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Can the master be Kona the Eved by picking up the Eved? So the Tanakhama says no. The master, then Reb Shimon says yes, you can be Kona. So says the Gemara, Hasha Damra Tegbio Hula Rabo Kino. Now that we said, according to everybody, according to Divrei HaKol, that if the Eved picks up the master, then the master is Kona the Eved, because that is a symbol of Avdus, Telamayata, so Shifcha Kananis, Tikna Bebiya. So a person should be able to be Kona, Shifcha Kananis, through Bia. But we had only said that you could be Kona through Chesef and Shtar and Chazaka. We never said that you could be Kona through Bia. Why should he be able to be Kona through Bia? So Rashi explains, because when the man is performing Bia with the Shifcha Kananis, presumably the woman is on the bottom, and therefore the woman is supporting the weight of the man. So that's Ke'ilu, as if he's picking her, as if she is picking him up. So you should be able to be Kona Shifcha Kananis through Bia. Says the Gemara, no, Ki Aminan Zenen Evezem Etzar. So what we're talking about is a situation where one is being benefited, the master, and the Eved is being Mitzar, because the Eved is performing work for the master. We are not coming to describe a situation of Bia where both parties to the Bia are Nene. So no, maybe that type of Hagbah is not a sign of avdos, because it's only a sign of avdos where zen enev is emetzar. It's not a sign of avdos where zen enev is enene. So halcha zen enev is enene. Over here, everybody's being nene, and therefore it's not a mice avdos. So says the Gemara, so shalokadarka maikalameimar, but what if it's a bia shalokadarka? So it's a little bit, the Gemara is going to struggle with what exactly this question means. So amarav achoy bar ada demin acha man lemelon de lav hana isle le tavayu. So who says that there is no hana from bia shalokadarka? So in other words, the havamina of the Gemara was that if you're going to tell me that a maisa hana doesn't symbolize, doesn't signify avdus, that only is good by a bia kadarka. How about by a bia shalo kadarka, where the Gemara is taking for granted that there is no hana to the woman, so maybe since there is no hana to the woman, then she should be nikne through this type of hagbah. So says the Gemara, well, who tells you that there is no hana? There is hana, and therefore this is also not a maisa avdus. V'yod miskavei ishaksiv. That also the pasuk says mishkavei isha. In other words, all throughout Torah, the pasuk is medame. The pasuk compares bia kedarka to bia shalokedarka. And therefore, if one type of bia is not going to work to facilitate a kinyan, the other type of bia is not going to work to facilitate a kinyan. So because a bia kedarka is not going to work because it's zenen of a zenen, it's not a maisa avdus. So to a bia shalokedarka is not going to, work. So the Shitan Alod Lami says that what the Gemara is struggling with is are we talking about like a machlo? Is this like a nafkamina metzias? Like was the Gemara saying, oh, the metzias is that, the halacha is that you can only acquire an evet through a maisa avdus, and bia is not considered to be a maisa avdus because there's hana to the woman. And the Havamina, the Gemara said, well, there is no ano by Bia Shalokadarka. The Maskana said, no, there is ano of a Bia Shalokadarka. Or does it have nothing to do with ano? It just simply depends on the Gzeres HaKosav. Is there a Hekish between Bia Kadarka and Bia Shalokadarka? So in any event, we wind up paskening Lalacha that you cannot be Kone Shifcha Kinanis through performing a Maisa Bia with her. So says the Gemara now, Viter. So Rav Yehuda Hanoda, the Ethiopian, Ger Shein Lo Yarshin Haba. He was a Ger, he didn't have any Yarshim. Now he had an Eved though. So Cholash, he became sick. So Ol Marzutra Lishulebe, that Marzutra went to visit him because he was performing the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. So Chazya the Tukafle Alma. So he saw that he was on the brink of death. So Rashi says that he was deathly ill. He saw he was going to die right away. So Amar Leila Avdei. So Marzutra said to Rav Yehuda's Eved, Shlof mi Mesani, Vamtinu Lebesei, go take off my shoe and bring it to my house. So why did he do this? So Rashi says the reason that he did this was because he wanted to engage the Eved in performing a lengthy Maisa Avdus, so that when Rav Yehuda would pass away, the Eved would be in the middle of performing an act of service for Marzutra, and thereby Marzutra would be Kona the Eved with this act of Chazaka. So some say that this Eved was a Gadol, and so what, that he was a Gadol? So Marzutra was concerned that because Rabbi Yehuda was a Ger who didn't have any Yorshim, nobody would inherit the rights of the Eved if Rabbi Yehuda passed away. But the possessions of a ger who die without no yorshim are hefker and kolakodem lem zacha. Whoever is first to acquire these or to lay claim, to lay an entitlement to the assets of a ger are going to be zocha in those assets. So he was afraid that if the eved is a gadol, the eved is going to basically acquire his own rights in himself when Rav Yehuda passed away. Marzutra wanted this Eved, and therefore, in order to prevent the Eved from having the ability, the capacity to be Kona himself, Marzutra engaged the Eved in a lengthy act of Avdus. And therefore, Zeh Pirush Lamisa, turning to Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, that Rav Yehuda would die, Zeh Pirush L'chaim, but Marzutra would be alive, the Eved would be in the middle of performing a Maisa Avdus on behalf of Marzutra while Rav Yehuda died, and therefore Marzutra would be Kona the Eved. Vikadamri Katan Hoy, Vikadamri Katan Aben. Others say that the Eved was a Katan. If the Eved was a Katan, Lechora, he wouldn't have had the ability to be Kona himself from Hefker,
So why was Marzutra so bent on making sure that the Eved was performing a Maisa Avdus while Rabbi Yehuda passed away? Why was he Dafka concerned about that? Udelo Kabashal, because he doesn't hold like Abishal. The Tanya, because, and what's the sheet of Abishal? So we're going to see right away. The Tanya, Ger Shemes, that if a Ger dies, Ubizbizwi Yisrael and the Chasav, and a bunch of Jews go in and they take all of his Nechasim, Vayabem Avadim, and there were Avadim, so Ben Gedolim Ben Ktanim, whether the Avadim are big or small, whether they're adults or whether they're kids, Kanu Atzvam Bnei Chorin, then they are Kona themselves immediately. So Abishal Omer Gedolim Kanu Atzvam Bnei Chorin. If they're adults, then they're koning themselves immediately. Katanim kolamachzak bem zachabem. However, if they're katanim, then they are not koning themselves because they lack the capacity to acquire their own rights to themselves. However, whoever does come and acquire them is acquiring them. Whoever comes and acquires them, acquires them. So therefore, basically what the Gemara is saying like this. Why didn't Marzutra make sure that immediately when Rabbi Yehuda died, he made sure that the Eved was performing a Maisa Avdus on his behalf, either because the Eved was a Gadol and he wanted to make sure that the Eved himself couldn't be Kona rights to himself. In other words, he wanted to preempt the Eved's ability to acquire rights to himself, or even assuming that he was a Katan, he was afraid that if he would not perform a Maisa Avdus right away, if he would not have the Eved perform a Maisa Avdus right away, somebody else would come and perform a Maisa Avdus on the Eved and thereby acquire the Eved. So Marzutra wanted to make sure that he in fact acquired the Eved. So Tosfos over here is basically bothered because he's interpreting the Gemara the way I just interpreted it. So, and he says, if you look in Tosfos, the top Tosfos here, Ve'ika, three lines down, Bekoshel Rabbeinu Tam, Minole Deloka Abishal. What did Abishal say? Abishal said that the Eved, who's a Kotan, is not Kona himself, but other people could be Kona him, even La'akar Zman. So why do we assume that the Marzutra argued with Abishal and thought that the Eved can be Kona himself, and that's why he needed to perform a Maisa Avdus? Isn't it Mesaber that he held like Abishal, that the Eved Katan can't be Kona himself, yet Marzutra wanted the Eved to perform a Maisa Avdus because he was afraid that somebody else would be Kona the Eved? So says Tosos, Zakashal Abrina Tami, Nole Delok Abishal, Dilma Liolam Emelecha Kabishal Sfirele, Umash Lichzak Bamichayim, Vishaya Yare Shame Kadmenu Achar Vyiskabo, that he was afraid that somebody else would come in the interim and he would be Zokhar of the Eved. Vyod Havalon Lamemar Uchad Rabbanan. Now, why do we present Marzutra Shita as that he disagrees with Abishal? Why don't we just say he agrees with the Chachamim or the Rove? Vyod Kacha, the Beperer Kacha Leach, Pasuk Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Alacha Kabishal. Why is Marzutra not holding like Abishal if the Gemara in Meseches Gittin Paskin like Abishal? V'yafal Gav Rabbi Yochanan and Sover Dein Alacha Kabishal, Mikol Mokom Kaimelon, the Bechol Mokom Alacha Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Legabe de Rabbi Yochanan, Kedemuchak Bereish Perak Dalav Megillah. So we see that the Alacha is like Abishal. The Mashmash, Adivri Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Haim Iker, Medivri Rabbi Yochanan, Gabe Besa Knesses. Okay, so says the Gemara, so says Tosos, rather, Venera Labrena Tom, skipping a line or two, the Garas Hacha, Ucha Abishal. In other words, Tosfos interprets the Gemara like I did. I did obviously only because I read Tosfos yesterday. So Klomar Afilu Labashal Diomar Kalamachzik Bam Zachabam Hutzra Klasos Kain Shlei Kadmenu Acher. That even though he held like Abishal that the Eved Katan couldn't be Zocha in himself immediately, he had to make sure that nobody else would come and preempt, and that's why he made sure that the Eved was performing an act of Avdus exactly at the time that Rabbi Yehuda the Ger passed away. Okay, that's it about Chazaka. Now we're talking about the various methods through which the Eved can be Kone himself. The Kone es Atzmo Bekesef and Beshtar. So says the Gemara, Bekesef al yidei achirim in, av al yidei Atzmo lo. So Bekesef only works if somebody else gives the master money on behalf of the slave, but it doesn't work if the Eved himself gives the master money. So says the Gemara, well, b'may yaskinan, what case are we talking about? Ilema shalomi daito, if we're talking about like a situation where the Eved doesn't even know that the other guy is giving his master money in order to redeem the Eved, so mikhti, shmana leila rameir, demar chovu levet, shiatsu mitachash rabu lecheiros.
that we had said that it's a chov for the Eved to go free. In other words, it's not to his benefit, it's to his detriment. And we had said that you're allowed to be zoche for somebody else, shalobafanav, but you're not allowed to be chov, you're not allowed to cause him a liability, shalobafanav. And if it's a chiev, if it's a chov for the Eved to go free, how could the other person give the master money in order to emancipate the Eved without the Eved's knowledge if it's a chov for the Eved to go free? Why is it a chov for the Eved to go free? So two reasons. Potentially, if the master is a Kohen, then the Eved can eat Truma. And once the Eved goes free, he's no longer able to eat Truma. Also, so long as the guy is an Eved, he's mutter in a shifcha kenanis. However, once he's free, because he was an Eved of a Jew, he retains the status of a Jew, and a regular Jew is usur to have a relationship with a Shifcha Kenanis. So therefore, there are some benefits to remaining an Eved. So the point is that who's giving the master money? If we're saying somebody else is giving the master money, does the Eved know about it or not? If the Eved doesn't know about it, then how does it work? Because it's a chiyav and ein chavin l'adam elav afanav. Elepshita midaito. No, obviously the Eved does know about it, says the Gemara. Somebody else is giving the master money on behalf of the Eved. Vakamash malan alidei achirim mim alidei atzma lo. Now, why is it that only other people can give the master money on behalf of the Eved? Why can't the Eved give the master the money himself? Alma ain kinyan le'eved below rabo, because the Eved lacks the capacity to be kona anything without the master, because masha kona Eved kona rabo. So there is no scenario where the Eved could give the master money in order to free him, because the second the money comes into the Eved's possession, the master already has a kinyan in it. Therefore, the only way the master could get money that he doesn't already own is if somebody else, is a third party, gives him the money. Says the Gemara, well, li achi ema seifa. But then, if this is the interpretation of the ratio, look at the seifa. Bishtar al yidei atzmo. It said bishtar al yidei atzmo. The other way that the Eved could go free is if the master gives the Eved a shtar shechrer. And we had said that by shtar, it has to go to the Eved himself. So the Gemara is medayik, al yidei atzmo in, al yidei achirim lo. That it's mashma, that the shtar only works, the get shechrer only works if you give it to the Eved, but not if you give it to somebody else on behalf of the Eved. Says the Gemara, Vimi Daito, Ayidei Achirim Amai Lo. But if we're talking about a situation where the Eved is aware that he's being free, and the Eved is happy with the fact that he's being free, why can't the master give the Shtar Shechor to somebody else? In other words, the Eved is appointing somebody else as a Shliach to accept the Shtar Shechor. Why doesn't that work? Says the Gemara, Bechitim Amai Yidei Atzmo, Afal Yidei Atzmo, Ah. And if you want to say, nah, what the Mishnah meant when it said that Peshtar al yidei atzmo, it means that even the Eved can accept the Shtar. In other words, unlike by Kesef, where we had said that the money has to come from somebody else, it can't come from the Eved because Masha kon Eved kon Rabo, if the master is freeing the Eved, if he's emancipating the Eved through Shtar, so you could give the Shtar to somebody else, but you could also give the Shtar to the Eved. V'akamash malan digita v'yodo bom kechad. Ah. And this teaches me the halacha that Gita V'yodo Bam Kechad. So in other words, Gita V'yodo Bam Kechad, we saw this also in Maseches Gittin, but the application here is as follows. So again, ordinarily speaking, whatever the Eved has, the master has. Now, the problem is that when you're giving the Shtar Shechor to the Eved, you need the Eved to be able to be kone and hold on to the Shtar Shechor without pretending as if it went right back to the master, because the whole point of the Shtar Shechor is that the Eved has it. However, so the Chiddush of the Gemara is that when you give the Shtar Shechor to the Eved, the get, i.e. the Shtar Shechor, the yado and the yad of the Eved, the ability of the Eved to be kone something without it reverting immediately to the master, those two things come into being at the same time. They come into being simultaneously. So says the Gemara, Savahalo Taniyachi. But you can't say that by shtara means afal yidei atzmo, but we don't say that to Tanya, because if you look in the Braisa, it actually says b'shtar al yidei atzmo velo al yidei acherim divrei Rabbi Meir. That unlike by Kesef, where we said it has to be al yidei acherim velo al yidei atzmo, by shtar it's only al yidei atzmo, it's not al yidei acherim. So the question is, but why can't it be al yidei acherim if the Eved knows that he's being freed? Why don't we say that he just appointed the other guy as a shaliach? So says the Gemara, Rav Meir Omer, Omer Abaya, so rather Abaya says, Liolam Shalom Idaito. Really, we're talking about where the Eved doesn't know about it. Now, Vishani Kesef, Hol Vakani Le Bal Karche, Makni Le Bal Karche. Now, really, it's Shalomi Das. And Shalomi Das explains why the Get Shechor has to go directly to the Eved. It can't go to somebody else because Ein Chavin La'adam Elo B'Panav. What about by Kesef? If it's by Kesef, how is it that the Eved could be freed? Even Shalomi Daito, I thought that Ein Chavin La'adam Ella B'Fanav. So says the Gemara. Well, how do you think that the guy was purchased as an Eved to begin with? He was purchased as an Eved to begin with, Bal Karche. He didn't have a Deya. He didn't have an opinion as to whether he was being purchased as an Eved. The master purchased him. So just like the master purchased him, Bal Karcho, so too he could be emancipated, Bal Karcho. But says the Gemara, about halfway down now on Chav Gimel Amad Aleph, Ihachi Shtar Nami. But if you want to say that, then also by Shtar. In other words, just like the Eved was forcibly acquired, so too he should be able to be forcibly emancipated. So why do we say by Shtar that the Shtar only works if you give it to the Eved himself, but not if you give it to somebody else? Says the Gemara, because Haishtar Lechud v'Haishtar Lechud, because the Shtaros are different, right? When the Eved is being acquired, he's being acquired with a contract that says, I am acquiring this guy as an Eved. When he's being emancipated with a get shikur that says something totally different. Says the Gemara, Hachanami, high kaspa lechud, v'high kaspa lechud. Well, one is kinyan kesef, and one is kesef that emancipates the Eved. Again, it's two separate things. Says the Gemara, tiva miyachatu. No, it's the same coin. I mean, it might be affecting two different kinyanim, but it's the same coin. Over here, fundamentally, it's a different shtar. And therefore, even though the shtar to acquire works even bal karcho, the shtar to emancipate doesn't necessarily work bal karcho. Rava Amar Kesef Kabbalas Rabba Garmelo, that the Rava explains like this, that by Kesef, the reason that it works even bal karcho, the reason that it works even al yidei acherim, is because the Eved is sort of like out of the picture. In other words, the Eved going free is a result of the master receiving money. And therefore, the Eved's not even a necessary party. The Eved doesn't have an opinion as to whether the master could receive money in order to emancipate the Eved. That's in the master's jurisdiction. He decides that. However, Shtar Kabbalah Sacherim Gamrelo. However, by Shtar, it's the Kabbalah of others that is goreim the freedom, and therefore it's only if the Eved makes the other guy a shliach that the Kabbalah of the other guy can be goreim his cheres. But if the Eved doesn't want to be free, then the Kabbalah of the other guy cannot facilitate his cheres. Okay, says the Gemara Navaiter, two das, v'chachamim omrim b'kesef al yedei atzmo. Says the Gemara, so the diak is b'kesef al yedei atzmo in. Kesef works only if the Eved himself gives it to the master, al yedei acherim lo, but not if other people give it to the master. So amai, nihi nami de shalomi daito, that even if it's shalomi das, samichti shemana lila rabbanon, damar z'chus hu sheyetzim itachas yad rabba l'cheiros. Now we're playing devil's advocate, we're saying it's a z'chus for the Eved to go free, and if it's a z'chus for the Eved to go free, we should apply the concept of zachem adam shalom b'fanav, and even if it's shalomi daito, somebody else should be allowed to give the master money to free the Eved. V'tanina zachem adam shalom b'fanav, ein chavin lo elo b'fanav. V'chitim amai de atzmo, afai de atzmo, and if you want to say, oh no, that's what I meant, that in other words, money works if somebody else gives it to the master, it also works if the Eved gives it to the master. For Kamash Balon, the Yeshkin on the Eved below Rabo, and the Chiddush is of this that the Eved does have the ability to acquire something without it going immediately to the master. But Yochi, Emes Seifa, you can't say that it's Lav Dafka because the Seifa we're saying it's Dafka. Bishtar, Al Yidei Acherim, Velo Al Yidei Asmo. By Shtar, it's only if the Shtar is given to others, but not if it's given directly to the Eved. The Kaimalon, and the Chiddush is the Gita Biyado, Ban Kechad. And the chiddush is that kita v'yodo bam keechad, and therefore it works. V'chite mamayidei acherim af ayidei acherim. But if you want to say that ayidei acherim means even to others and certainly to himself, akamash malon deschusu levet sheyetsa mitachas rabba lecheiros, that it's a schus for the Eved to go free. Ihachi nervinu v'nisninu. Then in that case, what you've just said, the way you've interpreted this Mishnah, is that by both Kesef and Shtar, it doesn't make a difference whether the Kesef is coming from the Eved, whether the Kesef is coming from somebody else, whether the Shtar is going to the Eved, or whether the Shtar is going to somebody else.
just happens to be that by Kesef, the Mishnah chose to describe the case where it was coming from somebody else, and by Shtar, the Mishnah chose to describe the case that the Shtar was going to the Evan himself. But it doesn't make a difference. Well, the question is, if it doesn't make a difference, Nirvinu Bisninu, the Kesef of Shtar, Bein Alidei Achirim, Bein Alidei Atzmo. So why don't we say it like that? Just by Kesef of Shtar, it doesn't matter who gets it, doesn't matter who gives it, it always works. Ella, Bekesef, Bein Alidei Achirim, Bein Alidei Atzmo. No. Bekesef, whether the Evan himself or whether somebody else gives the Kesef to the master, it's going to work. B'shtar Alidei Achirim, Velo Alidei Atzmo. Shtar only works if the Shtar Shichur is given to somebody else, but not to the Evan. Reb Shimon Elazar, who the Tani, Reb Shimon Elazar Omer, Af B'shtar Alidei Achirim, Velo Alidei Atzmo. That even by Shtar, it only works if you give it to somebody else, but not to the Eved. Why? Because Rav Shimon holds that in Gita V'yoda Von Kecha, that you can't give the Shtar Shechor to the Eved, because the Eved has no ability to acquire the Shtar Shechor, because he says in Gita V'yoda Von Kecha. Unlike the other Shitas, which we've seen until now, which says Gita V'yoda Von Kecha, over here we say in Gita V'yoda, Ba'im Ke'echad. And the Gemara just observes, V'shalosh machlokos bedavar. And there were three machlokos over here. There's a long Rashi. We're not going to have time to read it inside because we have to get through Amud Beis as well. But basically, Rashi sums up the Shitas as follows. The Rav Meir says that Kesef works Alidei Achirim, even Shalomi Daito, because it's a schus for the Eved to go free, and Zachon Olam Shalom B'fanav, and that the money cannot come from the Eved, because Mashakana Eved Kana Rabo. The Eved simply cannot acquire any money. B'shtar, it works only if you give the shtar to the Eved, but not to somebody else. Because he says it's a chov for the Eved to go free. The reason that Kesef works if somebody else gives it is because the master is receiving the money. It's got nothing to do with the Eved. Kabbalah's Rabba Gomer Lo. Reb Shimon Elazar says that both by Kesef, both by Shtar, it works Alidei Achirim, because he says it's a schus for the Eved to go free, but it doesn't work Alidei Atzmo. By Kesef, it doesn't work Alidei Atzmo, because Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabo. And by Shtar, it doesn't work Alidei Atzmo, because Ein Gita V'yoda Bam Kechad. And then the last shita over here is and certainly by Kesef. So by both he says Alidei Atzmo. The Rabbanan in our Mishnah say that by Kesef bein Alidei Achirim bein Alidei Atzmo, because Yesh Kinyan Achirim, that it's a schus for the Eved to go free, and Yesh Kinyan Leved below Rabo, and so too by Shtar, Bein Alidei Achirim, Bein Alidei Atzmo, again, because it's a schus to go free, and also they hold Gita V'yodo, Boim Ke'echad. So those are the Shitas over here, three Shitas. So I'm a Rabba, my time at the Reb Shimon Elazar, what's the reason for Reb Shimon Elazar? So Gomer, Lo Lama Isha, he says, Lo Lama Isha, Ma Isha Achiyotza Get L'Rishush, Eina Shalom, Af Eved Nami Achiyotza Get L'Rishush, Eina Shalom. The point is, when the husband gives the get to his wife, he's giving the get to something that he doesn't have. He's giving the get to his wife. He doesn't own his wife, so he's putting the get into another rishus. So too, when the master gives his eved a shtar shichur, he's got to put the shtar shichur in a rishus that he doesn't already own. But he owns the eved, so he's got to therefore give the shtar shichur to somebody else. So boy, Rabba. So Rabba asks the following kasha, turning to Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Rav Shimon Elazar, according to Rav Shimon Elazar, Eved Kanani Masha Yasa Shliach Lekabel Gita Miad Rabba. Can an Eved Kanani make a shliach to accept the get from his master? Kivan the Gamar Lo Lama Isha. Since we learn Lo Lama Isha, that's how we know that it's got to go to a rishos that's not the master's. Ki Isha, is it like a woman? Rashi says, just like a woman can make a shliach lekabalah, so too this eved can make a shliach to accept his get shechur. Odilma Isha di matzi makabla gita shliach nami matzi mashve. Eved di lo matzi makabla gita nami lo matzi shliach nami lo matzi mashve. Says the Gemara, maybe there's no comparison. Remember, by a woman, the woman is able to accept the get herself, therefore she can make a shliach to accept the get. The whole reason that we said that somebody else had to accept the get shechur is because the Eved himself can't accept the get shechur, because Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds that in Gita B'yoda Bam Kechad. Therefore, it makes sense that the Eved shouldn't be able to make a shliach to do something that he himself can't do himself. So Batur Dabaya Hadar Pashte. After they asked the Kasha, they wound up answering it, La Lama Isha Ki Isha, that it's like a woman. Again, Rashi explains, just like a woman can make a shliach, so too this Eved can make a shliach. Says the Gemara, Velahadi Amaravuna Bereid Rabbi Shua, Hani Kahani, the Ravina Shua said that these Kohanim, Shluche Drachmananinu, they are Shluche Drachmananinu. There is a machlokes in the Gemara whether in Meseches Nedarim whether Kohanim are Shluche Drachmana or whether they're Shluche Didan. So when the Kohanim perform the avodah in the Beis Hamikdash, are they acting as Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu or are they acting as our Shluchim? And the nafkamina is, let's say a person is Motor Anah from a Kohen. So a person says that he's not going to have Anah from a certain Kohen. Is that Kohen allowed to be Makar of a Karban on his behalf? Well, it depends. Is the Kohen doing his Shlichas or is the Kohen doing HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shlichas? If the Kohen is doing Hashem Shlichas, let the coin be makriv the carbon. It doesn't matter that the guy was mudra anah. If, however, the coin is doing his shlichas, then the coin cannot be makriv a carbon on behalf of somebody who was mudra anah from that coin. Now, says the Gemara, wrapping up this kasha, these halkadaita shluchididaninu, if they're shluchididan, if there are shluchim, mi kamidi danan lamatsina navdinan vinu matzei avdi, how could it be that we can't perform the avoda? Yisraelim can't perform the avoda. But you're going to make a shliach to perform the avoda? So says the Gemara, is that such a kasha? You can't make a shliach to do something which you can't do? Didn't we just say that the Eved can make a shliach to accept his get, even though the Eved himself can't accept the get? So v'inu matzi avdi, v'lo, v'avdi di'u lo matzi mekabel gita, v'shliach matzi mashvi, v'lo hi, no, it's not really a comparison. Yisrael lo shaychet v'toros karbonos klal. Yisrael is not at all in the Torah's karbonos. Eved shayach begitten, and Eved is shayach in getten, the Tanya, nirin divret, nirin advarim, she'eved mekabel gito shel chaveiro, miyad rabo shel chaveiro, avo lo miyad rabo shelo. In other words, the Eved is in the Torah's getten. Rashi explains that the fact that you're an Eved, you're still a person, right? So let's say you're an Eved, and you have a friend who's an Eved. So you're allowed to accept the shtar shichur from your Eved friend's master. Why? Because the whole point is that the master just has to give the shtar shichur to a rishos that's not his. In other words, the Eved is a different Rishos. It's just that he can't be kone as something from his master because immediately whatever he gets from his master goes back to his master. So since the Eved is in Betorah's Gittin, even though he cannot accept a get from his own master, he can make a shliach to accept a get from his master. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, two dots. Levachia kesef mishel acherim, as long as the kesef comes from somebody else. Says the Gemara, name about kamiflegi. Let's say they're arguing about the following. The Rameir Savar Inkin Levid Below Rabo, that there is no kinyan to the Eved without the master getting it. In other words, Mashakana Eved Kanarabo. Vein kinyan Isha Balabala, that Mashakana Isha Kanabala. Rabbanan Savri, and the Rabbanan say, no, the money can come from the Eved himself. Why? Because Yesh Kinyan Levid Below Rabo. Yesh Kinyan Isha Balabala, that they can be kona things independently. Some are Rabo, I'm Rab Sheshas Nod. Kuliyama ain't Kinyan Levid Below Rabo. Everybody says that the Eved cannot acquire or anything without the master also acquiring it. Vein kinyan leisha b'labayla. V'alcha b'mayaskinan. Da'atni le'acher money, that somebody else gave the Eved a money. V'amar le'almanas she'en l'rabcha l'rushuspo. And he said, I'm giving this to you on the condition that your master has no rights in it. So does that work? Does that stipulation work? So Rameir Savar ki amar le'kani, kani Eved, v'kani rabbe. It doesn't work because as soon as the guy said, here's $100, the master was kona the $100 the second it got to the Eved. There was no time for the stipulation, oh, but your master shouldn't have any rights in it to take effect. The chi amar le almanas lo amar klum. Lo klum kamar le. V'rabbanan savri kibam damar le almanas ahani le tanai. And the Rabbanan who say that an Eved could use his own money to buy his freedom, he says no, because you made a stipulation, therefore the stipulation works. Rav Elazar amar kol ki agavna dekuli amal pligi dekane Eved v'kane rabbe. No. In that scenario, everybody would agree that the master automatically is kone, because the second the guy said to the Eved, oh, you get the $100, he knew that the Eved was going to get it, and the master was immediately going to be koneh. V'achav b'mayaskinan could go into akting le acher money, that somebody else was makne a money to the Eved. V'amar le amanasha teitzibo lecheras. In other words, this is only on the condition that you use it to go free. So Rameir Savar, Rameir again, Vayter holds, ki amar le kani Eved v'kani rabbe. The second he said, here's $100, the Eved and therefore the master are automatically koneh the $100. V'chi amar le almanas lo amar klum am kamar le. And therefore, when he said, oh, it's only on the condition that you use this $100 to buy your freedom, that's worthless, it's meaningless. Rabbanan Savri, lididei nami, holokani, holokamakni le, dolo amar le, alamanasha teitzibo lecheras. And I want to say, no, it works. Why? Because it's not like you're saying, oh, here's $100 and I'm giving it to you only on the condition that your master doesn't have any rights in it. In other words, that the $100 is yours. This $100 is not yours. yours. It's like giving something to your kid, saying, here, take this $100, go to the supermarket and buy groceries for me. You're not giving the $100 to your kid. You're giving the $100 for the specific purpose of facilitating an act. And therefore, through that mechanism, we can prevent the master from getting the money right away, from getting the entitlement to the money. And therefore, because we could prevent the master from getting the entitlement to the money, the Eved could use that money to purchase his freedom. We'll stop here. We'll pick up from Verami Drab Meir, Adrab Meir, tomorrow, God willing. Hope everybody has a wonderful day.